No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
You know, my mother used to say a long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. Amy Sparks thought I was the preacher Mark White, who has preached in Texas, was born in Limestone County, Alabama, went to school at Clements, and she made a connection, and I noticed that Amy was a teacher and that she had started the School of Hope. And of course, when I see organizations like that, when I see opportunities to be able to recognize difference makers, I want to share those stories with you, because that's the founding principle of The Mark Wyatt Show, is to recognize difference makers and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all. Right now, I'd like to welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Amy Sparks. Welcome to the show, Amy.
Thank you, Mark. It is a pleasure to be here, and I definitely think it was not by chance that you and I connected. I think for this very reason, I think the Lord opened a door for us.
I think it's great, and we've talked a little bit about your son, Jared, before the show, and talked about his story and how this led to the School of Hope, a legacy that Jared has left behind for others to benefit from your experience as a teacher and the amazing staff that you have there at the School of Hope.
Absolutely. Jared was an incredible young man. He was our son, and he had autism. And I know that when we first got the diagnosis of autism, you know, it's doom and gloom. And you know, I told my husband one day, I said, we have a choice. We can either quit and give up, or we can dust ourselves off and get up and run. And that's exactly what we did. We had to educate ourselves about autism because a lot of times people have misconceived ideas about what autism truly is. And so we had to educate ourselves first so that we could be an advocate for our son. Jared, I used to always think, you know, why God, why did I have a child with autism? And I think beyond a shadow of a doubt, I know that my purpose on this earth was to open the School of Hope, because everything has fallen into place. And it's not always been in my time, but it's always been in God's time. And so I truly believe, you know, when people say, I don't know what my purpose here, I definitely know what my purpose here, and I definitely know why I had a child with autism. It was to open the School of Hope and to give hope to parents who have children who have autism.
I shared about JM's journey with you as we talked about autism and the subject of autism. And JM's journey, we talked about his mother wanting to see him reach these milestones in life. And JM has made a lot of progress through special treatment that he's been able to have. And one of the things that's very important to his mom was hearing the word mama.
Absolutely. I can definitely relate to that mother. You know, we hear the old cliche, you know, until you walk in somebody's steps, you really don't know, or in their shoes, so to speak, you really don't know how they feel. And that is so true. But being the mother of a child who had autism, I know exactly how she felt every day and every night when I would tuck my son into bed at night. I would look at Jared, he's nonverbal, and I would say, good night, I love you. And he never said anything back, and I just cried and prayed, God, let me hear my child's voice. Please let me hear his voice. And one night, as I was tucking him to bed, I said, I love you. And for the first time, he was 5 years old, he said, Mama.
Oh.
Those words, there's no price. There's no joy that I can even begin to express to tell you what that felt like. And I turned around, and there he looked at me, and for the very first time, he said, Mama. So I would encourage people who do have children who are nonverbal, who have autism, don't ever give up. Don't ever give up.
When I think about your experience as a teacher, 30 years, and then 3 years in special education, it's very important that you had that background to combine with your experience with Jared to be able to do what you're doing today.
Yeah, I've been very, very blessed. And, you know, people say, you know, who was the person that has influenced you in your life more than any other person? Hands down, Jared Sparks, because he prepared me. Without having Jared, I would have never gone through this journey. I would have never opened a school. You know, until we are personally affected by something, you know, people don't really understand, and they don't always take an interest in it. Usually it has to be a family member, or your own child, or somebody that you know that has autism that, you know, sparks that interest. And Jared was definitely the teacher. I always knew I wanted to be a teacher since I was 17. I love teaching. I love being with children. And that was my passion. And when I was in the classroom for public ed, I taught 30 years. And I always got the children that were 2 and 3 years behind. And I even had children who had autism, because they knew I understood, and they knew I wasn't going to give up.
Now, what year did you start the School of Hope?
This was a planning. I had always wanted to open a school, even when Jared was living. About 20 years ago, I said I wanted to open a school, and people were constantly reminding me, Amy, you have said this for 20 years, and now your dream has come true. And it did. Back in 2010, when Jared passed away, we immediately started talking about the School of Hope. And I will never forget this. I was in Jared's bedroom one night after he had passed away. And I just stood there and I said out loud, Jared, I promise you, son, I will never let your death be in vain. And from that evening on, I vowed to open the School of Hope. And my husband has been such an integral part in this journey with me. He's the one that's very meek and mild and very humble. He's not as boisterous as I am. believe me, if I was married to somebody like me, I think I'd go crazy. but he is very laid back, but he has a drive and he has a determination, and he definitely loved our son Jared, and he was so involved in this journey. It took us 6 years to open the School of Hope. We had originally thought that we would open it up in 2016. We started planning in 2011, but that wasn't in God's time. And so when I stopped worrying about having to reach a deadline and said, okay, Lord, it's in your hands now, that's when we opened it up a year later. And so for the first time, we opened our doors in the fall of 2017, and I had retired in June 2017, and we put our school together in literally 3 to 4 months. The open date was in August of 2017, and at that time, we had 5 students our first year. And my husband, before we even could open the school, of course, you know, we had to meet guidelines and regulations. We had to have the state come in and do the inspections and all that. Well, I remember being very distraught because a school had been in our building previously, and we thought, oh, easy fix. This is going to be great. We'll do it. Well, a lot of things had not been done. And so we had 57 items that we got done, or my husband really got done, in 1 week's time. And the people came back, they couldn't believe it. They're like, it takes people a year to do this normally.
Wow.
And my husband did it in a week. We were that determined. We were not going to let anything stop us. Nothing.
Well, and when you think about the growth of the school, and I noticed that you have several members that are part of the staff there at the school, and you've had to be able to counter COVID-19 and still be able to move forward with the school. What kind of team do you have there at the School of Hope?
First of all, I have a phenomenal team. I have teachers that are loving, they care about our children, and they're knowledgeable about autism. And I think that's so, so important, because you can put a teacher in there, but that doesn't necessarily make it the right fit. You have to have people who know about autism, who know the idiosyncrasies that our children have, the habits that they have to touch the door every single day when they come in the door, and that's okay. You have to have people that know when to pick battles. You have to know when to back away and when to push. And I think that is the most wonderful thing about our staff, is because every single one of our staff members, they have drive, they have energy. You have to have energy working with children, even if they're, you know, special ed or not, it doesn't matter. You still have to have that energy to keep their attention. And so determination, number one, loyalty. I have been sick for the last month. My staff has not missed a beat. They have carried on. I have not been able to be at school physically in a month. And my staff has done everything that needed to be done. That school has run smoothly, and it has not stopped, not one beat.
Amazing. That is incredible. When people are looking all over the place hiring, and you have found a staff who cares and wants to be there and to support the effort, that is just an incredible message to people listening right now.
Well, and also, I think most importantly is that, you know, we're a private school. And, you know, I know that we are not a Christian school, but we are a private school. And I tell everyone, it's run by Christians. God has been in the center of our journey. He has been in the center of this whole mission. We look at it as a mission, because we believe that we can bring others to Jesus Christ through our school, giving them hope. You know, there's always doors that can be opened just by the little things that you never would think. And so we look at it as a mission. We look at it as a reason that God has given us, so that we can not only touch the lives of kids who have autism, but their parents. And I think people have to understand that, you know, we have a lot of people who are hurting because people have given up on their children. I've had parents come to me literally crying, "Amy, you are our last hope." And, you know, sometimes when I think, why am I doing this? Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. When they say things like that to me, I look up and I say, okay, God, I got it. You know, because this is a mission. This is not just about making money. This is about heart. This is about soul. When you love your child as much as my husband and I did, this is not about money. This is far beyond that. It's about keeping Jared's memory alive. And I think anybody that's listening tonight who has lost a child, they will know exactly what I mean when I say this. The greatest fear that a mother has when you lose a son or a daughter is that they'll be forgotten. And I never want Jared's memory nor his legacy to ever be forgotten, because I know that God had a plan for him on this earth, and I had the honor to be his mother. God chose me, and I can't think of any better thing that could happen in my life. I didn't say that 25 years ago when I was going through the temper tantrums and all the things that were happening. I wasn't saying that. But I can't think of anything better that could have happened to me than giving me my children, period, but also Jared, of course. It's very precious. It's very personal to me.
Amy, as we think about opening the doors to young people in your area in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and we think about those who may be out there across the country who are also thinking about trying to help children with autism, to give them an oasis, if you will, a place where they're safe, a place where they can learn and develop and grow as people. If it's okay, I'd like to take a break and then come back and be able to share about the School of Hope, how people can connect, and then also people who are outside of your area in North Carolina. It might get their wheels turning. It might get them thinking about what they can do to make a difference in their community in this way. Will you stick with me?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great. Right now I have on the line with me Amy Sparks, and she is the principal of the School of Hope in Fayetteville, North Carolina. We're glad to have her on the show right now as we focus and highlight the subject of autism, and we also honor and recognize her son Jared and the legacy that he has left behind. And it's an indelible mark that Jared has left, and I'm so glad that we can honor and recognize Jared in this way today on The Mark White Show. I hope that you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love, and do it today.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, X-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive in South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away. Blue-eyed kid on second base wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm so glad to be able to have Amy Sparks on the line with me right now. If you listened in the first segment, you hear her passion as a mother. And it is awful to lose a child. And I've experienced this with other families and the pain and suffering that they go through. On the same token, I have seen families who have stepped up because of the loss of their child and the impact that it had on them to make a difference in the lives of others. And that is exactly what the Sparks family has done in honor of Jared and the School of Hope. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Amy Sparks.
Hey, thank you, Mark. I appreciate you allowing me to come back and be on this show. I love talking with you and talking about autism. I could talk about it all day.
Well, I think it's wonderful how we've connected to find out about the School of Hope in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and to be able to share with listeners, not just in your area, not just where I'm at in Alabama, but across the country and even the world, as people listen about the School of Hope, the founding principles of the School of Hope, how you are helping young people with autism, your amazing staff that has stuck with you, even though you've had to battle health issues for the past month. And all this comes together to say there are difference makers around us, and there are people who deserve recognition. It's great to highlight these individuals to show that there are people working day in and day out to make a real difference and a real impact in our world.
Well, I absolutely hope that I'm making a positive mark on this world. You know, you only get one chance, and you know, you don't want to be remembered for material things. You want to be remembered for the impact that you made in the lives of others. And those things can't be bought. It's not about that. I consider it an honor to be able to do this. And as we spoke earlier in the other segment, I believe that God allowed me the honor to be Jared's mom. And he taught me so, so many things about myself. And I also have learned a very valuable lesson. Never say never. Because I did say that I would never be a principal. And guess what? I am a principal. So never say never, because when one door opens, God opens another, and you have to be prepared for what he has in store for you. So that's definitely one lesson I've learned. But love the School of Hope, love what it stands for, love the people, and love what you're doing, because you're opening up doors for maybe that family member or that person who feels helpless and doesn't know what to do. This might be the very door that they need to have open for them.
I recently went to a ribbon cutting where they opened up a sensory room thanks to the Make-A-Way Foundation. And it's a wonderful place for kids with autism to go so that they can come back and learn when they get past whatever the frustration is, whatever the challenge is that they have.
Yeah, we absolutely have rooms like that. It's a quiet room. It's a room. We have a crash pad. It's a big, like a huge bed, it looks like. And definitely I would like to crash on that bed sometimes. And it also has become a room where sometimes it is something that can be reinforced, and that, you know, we have to be careful about that as well. But we have that room at the School of Hope, but we also have a sensory room where our kids can go in, and sometimes our kids can be overstimulated and they just need a chance and an opportunity to get their sensory issues under control. And sometimes people just need to give them space, let them get their frustration out, and then regroup and start again. So we have that. We also have an occupational therapy room and an OT room. And it's also used as our downstairs play area because, you know, kids who have autism, they have to have recess just like everybody else. And so we have swings downstairs. We have mats. We have different materials for our students so that they can play safely, but they also can have the exercise. They also can have the stimulation, you know, that they need, because our kids who have autism, they definitely need that sensory input. And it's so, so important that they get that every day. So in answer to your question, absolutely. We have a safe room, as you would call it. We also have a sensory room, and then we have an occupational therapy room downstairs where our kids can work on, you know, skills and be able to be successful.
Right now, I want listeners to know how they can connect with the School of Hope. I want them to know about the website, Facebook page, information where they can find out more about the School of Hope, whether they're in Fayetteville, North Carolina, or outside of the area, so that they may can think about their own young person and how they can help their young person through the journey of autism.
Absolutely, and we want to make that available. The School of Hope has our own webpage, of course, and if you would like to log on to the School of Hope, our webpage is theschoolofhope.net, and we also have an email. It's schoolofhopenc@gmail.com. They can also go on our Facebook page. We ask that, you know, that's the School of Hope, and they'll find us, and they can respond there. The best way, though, I would say, would be to go to our website. And we have a place on the website where questions, they can put in questions that they have, and then they go directly to our email, and we check them every day. And, of course, I would be more than happy to give our telephone number. It's area code 910-339-5683. And my name is Amy Sparks. And if anybody wants to call and they have questions, maybe they're wanting to open a school, maybe they have some questions in general about autism, I will be glad to get in touch, you know, get back in touch with them. I teach during the day, and then after I finish teaching, then I do principal work. And I also have a wonderful assistant principal who's very good about talking with parents, getting back with them, answering questions. So we're there to help. We're there to support families who have questions about autism in general. We want to help people.
So, Amy, I realize that with a school like this being private, there are certain needs, financial needs, that are musts for this School of Hope. Let's talk a little bit about how people can help the School of Hope if they want to be able to help this special effort.
One of the most important things is that when a person can, you know, a person gives to the School of Hope, to remember that we are a 501c3 nonprofit. I know a lot of times people are looking for organizations or nonprofits that they can give so that they can even write it off on their taxes. Well, we are just that place, and we are that people, and we would definitely appreciate any donation. You can go to our website. You can make a donation there. Right now, we are trying to raise about $15,000. Our children need new playground equipment. And the one, you know, the equipment that we have is not going to meet the needs because our school is growing. As of today, we have 8 new students that are coming next year. We are not going to be able to have enough room at the playground that we currently have. So we are trying to constantly raise money. It's not for me. It's not for anybody else. It's for these kids. And so I know people have hearts, and they have hearts for children. And so I would encourage you to please visit the School of Hope. You can also call us at the number that I gave. We'll be glad to answer any questions. We'll be glad to give you any tax papers that you might need if you have a business. Anything like that, we are able to supply that. We are incorporated. And so I encourage you, if you have a giving heart, especially for our children, to consider the School of Hope.
Well, Amy, you made a promise to Jared, and I would say that you're keeping that promise, and I would like to dedicate this particular show to the memory of Jared Sparks to honor him and recognize him, and I appreciate the great work that you and your husband and your team of people there at the School of Hope are doing there in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Thank you so much. we appreciate that. Not a day goes by that I don't think about my child and my son. And the thing that gives me such hope as a Christian and through my faith is that I know Jared is healed and he is with God and he no longer has the diagnosis of autism.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
Here on the Mark White Show, we're here to recognize difference makers like Jared Sparks, like Amy Sparks and her husband and the team of people there at the School of Hope. And I hope that if this show is making a difference in your life, that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. I hope that the show is making a difference in your life, and I hope that today's show, as we highlight the subject of autism and ways that we can make a difference in the child that is on the spectrum, I hope that this show is helping you and that you will share it with others who need to hear it. This is your host, Mark White, and I am encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody, this is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Hey everyone, I just wanted to pass along this really important message because it's important to me and everybody around me. Did you know that 22.6 million Americans have battled COVID-19? Now, a huge surge in COVID cases has risen up in the US, but if you have recovered from COVID-19, you may have powerful antibodies in your blood plasma. Like, what? That's absolutely insane. One COVID plasma donation could help save 4 COVID patients. So if you want to be a hero, which I know you do, just go to a donation bank for blood or give some of your plasma if you have recovered from COVID. Anything helps. Love you.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.